We'll say good morning. Just to share with you a short idea on Parshas Maaseh. We have this chus this week to read the double parshios of Matos and Maaseh. The exciting part is that it's through this double parsha that Emir Hashem we will be able to catch up to the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. So in part, the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Beis, the Torah says, Vayichtov Moshe es Motzaihem lemasehem al pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, literally, Motzaihem lemasehem. So normally we translate these words as a phrase. Motzaihem lemasehem means the starting point of their journeys. Al pi Hashem. Remember, the entire journey, the entire time in the desert, everything was done through the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ei lemasehem lemasehem. And the following were their journeys and their starting points. And the Torah then goes on to discuss each and every leg of the journey of Klal Yisrael, where they started, and ultimately, again, where they ended up. And we get an exhaustive list. In fact, this is the one place where we begin to see, really, every stop that Klal Yisrael made over their time in the desert, as many of these places are not explicitly stated beforehand. But here we get to see how Klal Yisrael made their journey, albeit a bit circuitous, from Mitzrayim, ultimately to Eretz Yisrael, 40 years later. And the Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim, ask the same basic question, which is why the need for both words, Motzaehem, Lemasehem. So again, we translated it before as starting point for their journeys, but Motzaehem sounds like, again, where they're coming from, Masehem, where they're going. Either way, the Torah did not go ahead and need to recite both of these words. The Torah could have just said Masehem to their journeys. Why Motzaehem leMasehem? And there are many beautiful answers, but I want to share with you one answer from the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid writes, he says, "B'chol haMasaos halalu, in every journey that we made throughout the desert." So the Maggid says something beautiful. The places which we frequented, or the places which we went to, that we visited in the desert, it was not a haphazard event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to specific places because each of those places had what the Rebbe calls nitzotzos kedusha. It had kedusha, had sparks of holiness. But in Hasidus we learn that often sparks of holiness are obscured by klipos, are obscured by shells. Sometimes holiness is apparent, but more often than not, holiness is obscured by many different layers, sometimes of impurity, sometimes of just mundane items. And the goal of the Jew is to peel back all of those klipos, to peel back all of those shells, and to be all those layers, and to be able to discover, and to be able to see the beautiful kedusha that resides. And therefore, the Rebbe says something amazing. In each of the places that we went to throughout the 40 years of the desert, there were klipos, there were shells that are obscuring kedusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to find the kedusha in each of those places. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Torah feels the need to go ahead and list for us every single place that we visited. Meaning, if you think to yourself, when you read Parshas Maaseh, we read of all of these places don't exist today. The truth is, these places had very little relevance to us. They were way stations. It's like, imagine somebody tells you that on the way to New York, I stopped off at the Molly Pitcher rest stop on the turnpike. You'll say to yourself, very nice, but who cares? What is that? It doesn't matter to me that you stopped off at the Molly Pitcher rest stop. Meaning, Molly Pitcher rest stop is not the destination, it's just the way station. Many of these places mentioned in Parshas Maaseh are the biblical Molly Pitcher rest stops. They're places where we stop to get food, to this, to rest a little bit. But they're not significant. If they're not significant, so why does the Torah share it with us? To which the Maggid of Medrash explains, because they were significant. Why? Because each of these places had untapped kedusha, had untapped holiness. And Klal Yisrael, by visiting and by staying in these places, were able to go ahead and reveal the hidden kedusha that existed. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Vayichtov Moshe es motzaehem lemasehem api Hashem." Therefore, says Rabbi, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Hainu, Moshe kasav es kol hamakom shehotzio misham hanitzotzos. So the Rabbi says something amazing. He says, if you look at the pasuk, it says, "Vayichtov Moshe es motzaehem lemasehem." Masi means their journeys. But why did they stop at each masa? Why did they stop at each place? Because motzaehem. Because matzah, from Lashon of to find, there was Kedusha to be found in every single one of these circumstances, every single one of these places. Every single place they stopped, there was Kedusha that needed to be tapped. There was Kedusha that needed to be found. There was Kedusha that needed to be discovered. It was there, but it was often obscured. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, you ask, how did they tap into the Kedusha of the place? It's very simple. That when the Jew goes to a place and the Jew davens, the Jew says brachas, the Jew does acts of chesed, the Jew does maisim, actions of tzedakah, of kindness, of charity. So the Jew goes ahead and reveals the Kiddusha in that particular place. Therefore, says the Rebbe, every single place that's mentioned in Parshas Maaseh was a place that had untapped Kiddusha. Klal Yisrael came there, and through their maisim tovim, through their positive actions, through their positive deeds, and through their kind words, they were able to reveal the Kiddusha, they were able to reveal the holiness, and to peel back all of the layers. A beautiful, beautiful idea, with, I think, an incredible life application. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations and circumstances not of our choosing. Sometimes they're dramatically not of our choosing, and sometimes they're just not of our choosing and we're frustrated. Sometimes those situations are filled with pain, anxiety, and angst, and other times they're just filled with incredible frustration. But what the Magid of Medrash is kind of trying to teach us is that in every single one of our masos, in every single one of our journeys throughout life, our journeys always have to be lemotza ehem as well. We have to realize that if we are placed in a particular situation, it's because the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to find the Kiddusha in that particular situation. Nothing in life is ever haphazard. No situation is haphazard. And so if we find ourselves in certain circumstances, if we find ourselves on a particular journey, a particular masa, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us, I need you to discover the Kiddusha in this situation. I need you to tap into the holiness of this situation. I need you to be able to be a motza ehem person, to be the kind of person that could find the holiness, find the beauty, find the kiddusha in every single life situation. And I think this message resonates with particularly acute importance, especially today. And my friends, today is not only Erev Shabbos, which is always a beautiful and halig time, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Av. We know Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, just to say the name Av, we tried to blunt the feelings of pain by calling it Menachem Av, because we hope that one day, Emir Hashem, this month will turn into a month of consolation. But it's a difficult month. And it's a month filled with incredible pain. And it's a month when we think about the Masehem, all the journeys we've been through as a nation. We think about all the difficult journeys, all the difficult times, both as a nation as well as individuals. And you know what the remarkable part of Klal Yisrael is? That no matter how difficult and painful the masa may be, we always find the Kiddusha in our circumstances. Whether it's in a besieged Yerushalayim, or whether it's in the bunkers at Auschwitz, wherever it is, wherever the masa takes us as a klal, Klal Yisrael is always able to find the Kiddusha. We're always able to tap into the holiness and to find the holiness, even in the most inhumane, barbaric, and depraved of circumstances. This is our koach as a klal. This is our koach as a people. And this has to be our koach as individuals as well. I think many of us often find ourselves in situations not of our choosing. And sometimes those situations are so dramatically terrible that we would give anything to change them, but yet we know we can't. And in those types of situations in life, we often have a choice. We could go ahead and give up, and we can go ahead and complain, and we could go ahead and lament. And you know what? Sometimes we have every right to. But sometimes when the masa of life does not go as planned, we still have to have the koach to be motza ehem. We still have to find the ability and to find the strength and courage, to find the kiddusha, to find the holiness, and to find the spiritual beauty, even in the most difficult of our life circumstances. We should all be zochem Yeretz Hashem on this beautiful Erev Shabbos Kodesh of Parshas Matos Matei, of Shabbos, of Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. We should be zochem Yeretz Hashem through a nechama, to a nechama. We should be zochem to a consolation. But before that full consolation of Mashiach comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halavai should happen today. But if it doesn't happen today, if it doesn't happen in the immediate future, we have to create our own nechama. And the way we create our nechama, the way we create our consolation, is to be able to find the motzei hem in every masehem. May we be zochem Yeretz Hashem as a people and as individuals. May the journey of life be beautiful, smooth, magnificent, wonderful, and filled with blessing. But if for some reason it's difficult, turbulent, and a bit rocky, may we be zochem Yeretz Hashem to be motzei hem Jews. May be zochem yaretz Hashem to find the kedusha, to find the holiness, to find the beauty, and to find the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every life situation. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos and a good Chodesh.